December 12th, the biggest fight in UFC featherweight history is finally on. Champion Jose Aldo takes on bitter rival, interim champ, Ireland's Conor McGregor. Only one will leave undisputed. Plus, undefeated middleweight champion Chris Weidman puts his belt on the line against Luke Rockhold. Witness history. Live from MGM Grand Garden Arena. UFC 194. Live on pay-per-view.
Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor is finally going to happen. Originally scheduled for July this year, a rib injury sustained by the Brazilian meant that the fight got pushed back, and now here we are standing just a matter of days away from the big fight in Las Vegas, Nevada. It takes place on Saturday, December the 12th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena as the main event of UFC 194, arguably the best main card of fights ever assembled by the UFC in the biggest week of fights in UFC history. It's a huge matchup. It's arguably the most eagerly anticipated fight in UFC history. And earlier in the summer, I had the opportunity to sit down with UFC president Dana White to talk about the UFC's growth in Europe and also about this particular fight. Here's what he had to say. In the grand scheme of things, you've been promoting fights for 14, 15 years, is it now? Mm-hmm. How does this one rank? How high up is this in the scale of things in terms of an individual world title fight?
What makes a fight massive is when you start talking about countries getting involved. So obviously in the United States we have our fan base and around the world and whatever. Brazil will get behind this fight. You know, and just to give you some context, in Brazil, our Ultimate Fighter reality show airs at 12:01 in the morning, does 13 million viewers. When a live fight airs, 60 million people watch the fight. Then we're talking about Ireland, right? So Ireland is just, you know, Conor McGregor crazy. Then you look at Great Britain. And Great Britain, 10% of the population has an Irish grandmother or grandfather. So you have, you know, all these people that have some Irish. And you're going to have fans in the UK that are friends, are fans of Conor too. Then we have the Philippines, Australia, different parts of Europe. I mean, China. The world will be watching this fight.
It's an interesting one, this, because normally what we've seen in the past is there's normally been an American involved in the equation somewhere in the fight. This is a European fighter against a Brazilian fighter. The American public, they're going to buy into this just as strongly, aren't they, with the whole Irish background.
First of all, the Irish thing in America is insane.
Boston, I'll sell the first.
Oh, my God. Well, people who have this much Irish in them are Irish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How about the Irish in Canada? Mm. So when we went to Toronto, you should have saw all the Irish flags. It was fucking unbelievable. For as far as you could see out into the mall were people. As far as you could see.
Yeah.
And then it wrapped around like three or four levels up. And when you looked up, the people were backed up all the way into the stores. So what happened is the mall basically shut down because people were standing so far deep that they were in the stores. People couldn't check out. They didn't know if people were stealing things. They couldn't get them out of their stores. And it was craziness. Crazy.
Yeah. In terms of the overall growth of the UFC, obviously the story of the UFC is an incredible one in itself. How it started out, it's banned everywhere. You guys bought it, turned it around, you've legitimized it, you've got your codified rules now. What's the ceiling for this sport? Because we're still growing, especially here in Europe. You're absolutely rooted in the US. You've got the big TV deal.
Yeah.
What's the next big challenge for you as president of the UFC?
It's still in its infancy everywhere, even the United States. What's going to happen is the future is scary because these kids that are growing up today are training in full-blown mixed martial arts, and the training is getting better and better, and the type of athletes that are getting involved are better and better, and the women too. I mean, the women's side of it. And as you introduce these new markets, we've seen what happens when you go in and do a live event. There's this explosion of people who, gyms that start to open, people that start to train, and the level of talent that starts to be created. So it's all good shit.
The momentum's there now, isn't it? The momentum's really picked up. But a couple of years ago, maybe a bit further back than a couple of years ago, that momentum wasn't really there. And you were having to fight really, really hard to actually get the thing off the ground and get it moving. Obviously, the Ultimate Fighter was a seminal moment, but then you had the Fox deal as well. How many times, if at all,
Did you ever sit back and sort of get home from work one day and think, do you know, I think we might have to cut, you know, sort of cut and run. Am I going to have to quit this? Am I going to have to look for something else?
No. That not after the Ultimate Fighter.
No. Never. How close before the Ultimate
After Fighter? The Ultimate Fighter, it's been like this.
Yeah.
You know, last year was a bad year for us. We had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
And that was something that if you told me 3 years ago that could happen, I'd say you're nuts. There's never going to be a scenario where all the main and co-main events fall out because people are getting hurt. I would never believe that could happen. I don't believe that anymore. Now I know. But there was a time before the Ultimate Fighter where it was getting scary because my partners were pumping all this money into it. You know, and by the time you start getting around $44 million and there's no return on investment, it starts to get a little scary.
And in terms of Europe in particular, how important is that as an area? I know the UK has been an area where it hasn't grown as quickly as it has in, say, Brazil or in Canada. How important is Europe as a region to sort of develop? And have you got any new specific initiatives that you're going to bring in order to help take the sport to the next level here?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain. I'll give you an example. Like Canada took off, the United States took off, Brazil was crazy. It's wildfire in Brazil. Mexico now. So we just did an event in Mexico. We broke the arena record for the biggest gate ever and the biggest this and that. Now we just went on sale there again and we just broke our own record for ticket sales. And the television numbers are incredible. Now the UK is important to us. The UK makes all the sense in the world because it's typically a very strong combat sport, you know, country. You know, we've had our challenges here, but it's gone well. And what's a game changer? Well, you see it with Conor McGregor. When you get a guy who could possibly become a world champion, when you have a guy who's a superstar, believe me, when that English guy pops up, watch how crazy it gets here. You know, because it doesn't matter. You go out and look throughout the history of the world in combat sports. You find a Manny Pacquiao. Look at Manny Pacquiao down in the Philippines, right? When you get a guy that looks like you, talks like you, grew up in the same place you grew up, and he's the baddest dude in the world, forget about it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's going to happen here in the UK. Might be 2 years from now. Might be 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Right? Look at George St. Pierre in Canada. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to happen in the UK. And mark my words, remember when we sat here and had this conversation, when that day comes, holy shit, it's going to be big here.
One of the big things you've done this year, which as an English sports fan, you know, this country is a football mad, soccer mad country. They're used to getting a fixture list every season, whichever team they support. There's a date, and then they get all their fixtures for the year. You guys did that for the first time. You did the time is now big press conference.
Yep.
Here's all our dates for the year. And obviously, you can't put detail
not for the
on
year,
all of those.
In a block. What we did is we did a block from, let's say, from, I'm just throwing this out there, from December to February.
Yeah.
Here's what's coming up and whatever. And we have the big press conference. Home run.
Yeah.
Home run. It makes all the sense in the world. And then we did Welcome to the Show.
Yeah.
The next block.
You've actually got the dates for the entire calendar year. They just haven't been filled as such.
Right.
It's because you can't. But
But
in terms of doing that sort of mini seasons that you're effectively doing, where did you get that idea from? Was that taken from looking at how other sports leagues work? And
we had actually done that before. We had done it before. We just didn't execute it the way that we did this time.
Right.
And it was actually Gary Cook's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Gary Cook said, let's do this. Let's take this block of fights. Let's go out and sell it in this block.
Yeah.
And it was the execution was what made it so great.
Yeah.
So the first time, even though, you know, we were highly criticized on the execution of our first one, it was still a home run.
Yeah.
So then we did Welcome to the Show. We dialed it in and fixed tweaked the things that we should have done the first time.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Brilliant.
We will continue to do that.
Yeah. And no, from a European sense, it just taps straight into the sporting sort of psyche of European sports fans.
Yep. And the Americans too.
Yeah.
You have a football season. You know exactly when American football is going. Baseball season. You know, it makes all the sense in the world. We're going to continue to do it.
Brilliant. I know your time is very precious and you're due to disappear in a minute. So I'll be quick. Final bit is to talk about this fight, Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor. They say you can tell an awful lot when the two fighters actually face off and stare down. You've been in a position, you've been there. having to separate them at points sometimes. But you've been there. You know, you're used to standing there and looking into the eyes of these fighters every time there's a weigh-in. What do you see? How are you interpreting the dynamic between these two fighters? Because you're in a very unique position.
So the mind game between these two the entire time has been fascinating. It's been fun to watch day to day. But here's what's going to happen. A lot of these guys will get into this, you know, who fought Jose lately. When Conor keeps saying decision after decision after decision, what happens is if you lay back and you don't aggressively go after Jose Aldo, he's so talented that he just gets into a zone where he will just do just enough to win. But when you go after him and you try to finish him, that's when he goes to war. And Conor McGregor will go in, and Conor McGregor will move forward and try to knock him out. And I think that the first round of that fight is going to be the craziest shit that anybody has ever seen. I think that first round, I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know if it goes to a second round.
Yeah.
But that first round is going to be unbelievable. And the reality is that this fight is so big because people who are fans of the sport know that. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. Final one. And thanks very much for your time. It's for the people out there, because this column's going to go to people who know the sport and also a lot of people who don't know the sport. So we're kind of educating as well as informing along the way. Imagine I'm someone, I've just been carted in here as a sports journalist and I know nothing about the sport. What do I expect to see when I sit down and watch this fight? I know nothing about this sport.
Yeah, there's no doubt that in the UK... There's a lot of people who are uneducated about the sport, but in the UK, there are a lot of people who are educated on combat, combat sports, and boxing or whatever it may be. Some in the street, some combat sports, whatever it may be. The one thing that's universal, whether you know about mixed martial arts or you don't, a fight, Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo, is a fight between... Two of the baddest dudes in the world in the featherweight division, in the prime of their career. Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo's stand-up is unbelievable. And in the UK, that's what they understand more than anything. They understand the stand-up game. This is going to be a fight between two of the best guys in the business who are both, one is hungry to keep the title and one is hungry to take the title. Two guys in the prime. And I tell you, this first round is going to be one of the sickest first rounds of a fight that you have ever seen. They're both going to be trying to knock each other out. Conor McGregor's style and power and precision on his punches is like something we haven't seen in that division probably ever. And Jose Aldo's stance... The way that this guy moves, his stance is perfect. The way that he kicks and punches and moves, everything is perfect. You're going to see two stylistic guys who are both going to stand up, two of the best in the business, two guys with knockout finishing power trying to take each other's heads off. And I don't care if you've never watched the UFC ever, you're going to love it. There's probably not a better fight to introduce people in the UK that have never seen it with than the McGregor-Aldo fight.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
One of the best pound-for-pound fighters.
Jose Aldo hasn't lost a fight in 10 years. He's years.
Featherweight champion of the world! Introducing the notorious one!
Conor McGregor!
Interim champion of the world!
He's fearless out there.
One king gets old. Then a young gorilla comes up and kills him and takes everything he owns.
Disrespect
tonality is over the top.
He's just a joke and a court jester to me, so all I do is laugh at him.
I sense fear.
It is all over!
His time is up.
Why did the take over?
He's a dead man walking.
Biggest fight in the history of the UFC.